The closing lesson. You've come through 15 lessons. L1 introduced the snapshot mental model. L2 through L4 covered the solo workflow. Your first repo, commit hygiene, undoing things. L5 through L8 added branching and remotes. Branches, pull requests, merge conflicts, remotes, and forks. L9 through L12 covered production team patterns, team workflows, releases, cherry pick and stash, rebase. L13 through L15 crossed into multi-agent territory, work trees, integration patterns, AI-authored commits. And now you've arrived here. The closing lesson. Where does Git go from here? This is the only lesson in T7 that's explicitly forward-looking. The others have been about what Git is. L16 is about what Git might become, and just as importantly, what it almost certainly will not stop being. The lesson will be honest about uncertainty. There's a lot of marketing speculation in writing about AI and developer tools. There are claims that AI will replace Git, or Git is obsolete in the AI era. Most of these claims don't hold up against the actual mechanics. There are also more measured patterns visible today that suggest where conventions and tooling are genuinely shifting. The lesson will focus on those. By the end, you should have a calibrated sense of what to watch for, what to ignore, and why the foundations you learned over the previous 15 lessons remain a reliable place to stand. What's stable? The foundations that aren't going anywhere. Start with the parts that almost certainly persist. The snapshot model. Git stores a directed acyclic graph of snapshots, each with a hash, a parent or two, an author, a committer, and a message. This data model has been stable since Git's release in 2005. It's the same data model used by every Git-compatible tool. Future tooling will read and write this same model. The Git stores snapshots voice anchor from L1 will still apply 5 years from now. The distributed nature. Git is fundamentally a distributed version control system. Every clone has the full history. There is no central server Git depends on. Remotes are a convention, not a requirement. This is structural to how Git works and how it scales. It's almost certainly persistent. Branches as movable pointers. A branch is a reference, a pointer, to a commit. It moves forward as you commit. It's just a file in the ref's heads folder inside the Git directory containing a SHA. This conceptual model is straightforward and unlikely to change. The commit by content addressing. Each snapshot is identified by a hash of its content. Two identical snapshots have the same hash. This is how git deduplicates, how it verifies integrity, how it enables fast operations. It's a deep design choice that's unlikely to be overhauled. The accountability principle. The human who merges the work is responsible regardless of who typed it. This is a social principle, not a technical one, but it's a stable one. AI tools don't have accountability the way humans do. The responsibility has to land somewhere. It lands on the merger. This will be true whatever the future tooling looks like. These foundations form the stable ground. Whatever the AI collaborative future looks like, it will be built on top of these, not around them. What's likely to evolve? Patterns visible today. Now the more interesting territory. Several patterns visible in 2026 suggest where conventions and tooling are shifting. Native AI authorship support. Right now, AI authorship is acknowledged via the Human Collaboration Convention, co-authored by Trailer. It's a hack, basically, reusing a trailer designed for pair programming to mark AI contributions. A more direct mechanism is plausible. A first-class Git concept like an authored by AI trailer or a structured authorship field that explicitly distinguishes human versus AI versus hybrid authorship. Whether this happens depends on whether Git's maintainers or a successor tool decide it's worth standardizing. Probably yes in some form, but not necessarily in Git itself. Could end up in tooling layered on top. Semantic conflict detection. L14 covered the failure class Git cannot detect semantic conflicts across files. Tooling to surface these is in early development as of 2026. Typecheckers help, MyPy, TypeScript, but only for typed languages. Linters help for naming consistency, but only weakly. The space is wide open for tools that say, the integration of branches A and B compiles cleanly. But here are seven possible semantic conflicts to review. The tools that fill this space could change multi-agent workflows substantially. The lead reads the integrated diff step in L14 is the human substitute for a semantic conflict detector that doesn't yet exist. If detectors mature, the lead role evolves. Better work tree management. L13 covered work trees. The commands are a bit clunky. Multiple arguments, paths to remember. IDEs are starting to integrate work tree management directly. This is straightforward tooling evolution. Better UI on top of existing primitives. Expect it to spread. Multi-agent orchestration as first class. L14's patterns currently require manual orchestration. The lead spawning work trees, watching agents, integrating. Frameworks are emerging to automate this. A few patterns visible in 2026. Scripts that spawn N-agent work trees with one command. Tools that watch for stuck or off-script agents and pause them, integration runners that automatically merge agent branches in dependency order and run tests at each step. This space is genuinely shifting. The patterns of 2027 may look meaningfully different from 2026. The underlying Git operations, work tree, merge, cherry pick, won't change. The wrapping tooling will. Higher level commit primitives. A long-running discussion in the Git community is whether the commit primitive is too low level for some workflows. Should there be a concept of feature or change set above commits? Should commits carry more structured metadata, the bug being fixed, the issue being addressed, the spec being implemented? Various tools have proposed these. Stacked PRs, change sets, feature branches with metadata. None has emerged as a dominant standard. Expect more experimentation. Some of these tools may catch on, others may fade. Branching model evolution for agent fleets. L9 covered four team workflows: GitHub flow, Git flow, trunk-based, forking. None of these were designed with AI agent fleets in mind. The patterns from L14, shared origin, per agent fork, shared work trees, are early attempts to fit existing workflows to agent fleets. Whether new workflows emerge specifically for agent fleets, different branching shapes, different integration cadences, different review structures, is an open question. My guess, there will be agent fleet-specific workflows that look like variations on trunk-based development with very short branch lifetimes and aggressive automation around integration. But this is speculation. Watch and see. What's marketing speculation? Claims worth ignoring. Some claims about the AI and Git future don't hold up against the mechanics. Worth flagging so you can ignore them when you see them. Git is obsolete in the AI era. No, Git's data model, snapshots, branches, distributed history, is exactly what you need to coordinate parallel work, including parallel AI agents. Anything that replaces Git would need to provide the same primitives. The obsolete claim usually comes from people selling alternatives. AI will write code without humans. Maybe eventually, but not in any of the workflows the L13, L15 patterns address. The accountability principle constrains this. Until AI tools can take legal responsibility for the code they produce, which is not soon, there will be humans in the loop, which means there will be merging, which means there will be coordination, which means there will be Git or a Git-like system. Commit messages will be auto-generated, removing the need for craft. Partially true, AI tools already auto-draft commit messages, but the craft of Y-focused messages doesn't go away. An AI can draft add caching to query X, It cannot infer, we're adding caching to query X because the dashboard was loading slowly for users on the enterprise plan, and the team agreed in stand-up to prioritize this over the alternative of denormalizing the schema. That why comes from the human and is what makes a good commit message. All code will be AI authored, so attribution doesn't matter. Wrong on two levels. First, not all code will be AI authored, and even if it were, the human accountability still needs to be recorded. Second, attribution matters for process calibration, incident review, and honesty in the engineering record. The trailer convention's value persists even if 100% of commits are AI assisted. Multi-agent workflows will eliminate human engineering teams. No, the lead orchestrator role from L14 is human work. Scope planning is human work. Semantic conflict catching is human work. Review is human work. AI handles the typing. Humans handle the judgment. The total amount of judgment work doesn't shrink. It shifts and becomes higher leverage. When you read claims like the above, the L1, L15 mental models give you the lens to evaluate them. Most don't survive contact with the actual mechanics. How to stay calm as the tooling shifts. The tooling around Git will shift. New conventions will emerge. Some current conventions will fall away. The pace of change has accelerated as AI tools have spread. Three habits help you stay grounded. Habit one, keep returning to the snapshot model. When a new tool or convention appears, ask, how does this map to the underlying snapshots? What does it actually change about the Git database? Most new tools layer on top of existing primitives. They don't change the snapshots. If a tool does claim to change the snapshots, e.g. by introducing a new commit type or removing the EHEA-based addressing, be skeptical. The data model has survived 20 years for reasons. Habit 2, distinguish conventions from primitives. Conventions, commit message format, branch naming, trailer placement, evolve quickly. Primitives, snapshots, branches, refs, evolve slowly. When you read about a workflow change, identify which level it's at. A new convention can be adopted in a day. A new primitive would take years to spread through the ecosystem. The latter is rare. The former is constant. Habit 3. Don't chase every new tool. Many tools come and go. Some claim to revolutionize workflows. Few actually do. Wait until a tool has a year or two of adoption before incorporating it into your daily flow. The ones that survive that period are the ones likely to stick. The ones that don't survive were probably solving non-problems anyway. These habits are the core of calm engineering. Not unmoved by change, but not whipsawed by every new thing either. A speculative, concrete vision offered with explicit uncertainty. Here's one possible future, offered explicitly as speculation rather than prediction. In 2030, a working developer's Git workflow might look like they open a feature ticket. An agent reads the ticket, the spec, and the code base, and proposes a plan with three subtasks. The developer reviews the plan, edits it, approves. The agent spawns three subagents, work trees, and dispatches the subtasks. Each subagent runs for 20 to 60 minutes. A lead agent, a more capable one, with the developer as oversight, watches the subagents, catches off-script ones early, reruns them with refined prompts. When the subagents finish, the lead agent integrates the branches. Semantic conflict detection, now a mature tool, flags issues. The lead agent fixes them automatically where possible, escalates the rest to the developer. The developer reviews the integrated diff. The review focuses on the few flagged semantic issues plus a spot check on the overall correctness. Total review time, 20-30 minutes for several hours of agent work. The developer merges. The commit history records the agent involvement via the standard trailer convention. The release notes acknowledge AI assistance at the release level. Next ticket. The Git fundamentals are the same as 2026. Work trees, branches, merges, commits, trailers, the tooling around them is more automated. The developer's role shifted toward planning and judgment, away from typing. AI tools became more capable. They didn't replace Git. This is one plausible future. It might be wrong. Predicting accurately 5 years out is hard. The point isn't to anchor on this specific vision. The point is that the foundations from L1 L15 are likely to remain useful whatever the specific path looks like. What stays valuable from T7? When you look back at the 15 previous lessons, L1, why Git exists. The rationale and snapshot model. Permanent foundation. L2 L4, your first repo, commit hygiene, undoing things. The solo skills, always useful. The calm undo mental model from L4 is especially durable. L5, L8, branches, PRs, merge conflicts, remotes. The team skills, conventions may evolve, but the underlying operations don't. L9, L12, team workflows, releases, cherry pick slash stash, rebase. The production skills, the pattern names may shift, the operations don't. L13, L15, work trees, integration patterns, AI-authored commits. The multi-agent skills, the most likely area to evolve, but the foundations are stable. The voice anchor, Git stores snapshots. Every other command is just navigating those snapshots. The lens, this is the most important thing you carry forward. Whenever you encounter something new in Git, returning to this lens helps you understand what's actually happening. Everything in T7 was either a stable foundation or a current convention with the underlying primitives marked clearly. You can return to any lesson 5 years from now, and most of it will still be true. The conventions that have shifted will be visible. You'll recognize the pattern even if the names have changed. The primitives will be the same. The track's closing message. You've crossed from Git makes me nervous to I can work in any team's Git workflow. That transition is real. It took 15 lessons. It includes a lot of small skills that compose into a larger competence. Some closing observations. You don't need to know everything. Git has commands you'll never use. Configuration options you'll never touch. Workflow variants you'll never encounter. The lessons covered the parts that 80% plus of working developers use 80% plus of the time. The rest you can look up when you need it. That's the right shape. Nobody knows all of Git. The skills compound. Lesson 11, cherry pick, felt like an advanced technique. By lesson 14, you used it as a basic building block for multi-agent integration. The composition of skills is where real productivity lives. The mental model is the thing. If you remember nothing else from T7, remember the snapshot model. It's the lens that lets you reason about every other Git operation. When you're stuck, when a command surprises you, when a new tool claims to change everything, return to the snapshots. They're the ground truth. Multi-agent is real and getting more real. L13, L15 covered patterns that are in active development across the industry. Even if you don't run multi-agent workflows today, these patterns will likely touch your work over the next few years. Knowing the foundations now means you'll be calm when the wave arrives. Calm is a skill. A lot of Git frustration is panic, accidental commits, broken branches. I think I just lost 3 days of work. The reflog, the snapshot model, the recovery patterns all add up to calm. You can almost always recover. You don't lose work nearly as often as you think you might. Internalizing this is one of the quiet wins of Git mastery. A note for experienced developers, if you've been using Git for years and read this track to fill in the multi-agent pieces, the foundations may have been review for you, but the multi-agent patterns are genuinely new and worth internalizing. The lead orchestrator role is a real role with a real skill set. The semantic conflict failure mode is the dominant new failure class. The trailer conventions are settling into industry standard form. Your existing skills transfer cleanly. Your discipline around review, looking at meaning, not just plausibility, is the right discipline. The AI case is just a higher volume version. Your sense of when to merge and when to wait stays useful. Your reflog comfort stays useful. What's new is mostly scale and consistency. Multi-agent workflows generate more commits, more PRs, more integration events. The patterns you used for the rare big integration day now apply to the daily flow. Your skills don't change shape. They're just exercised more. A useful frame for managers and technical product managers. This is the last lesson in T7, so a closing frame for non-engineers. Investment in Git literacy compounds. Engineers who are comfortable with Git work faster, ship more reliably, and recover from problems faster. The investment in training pays back for years. Multi-agent workflows are a real productivity multiplier when done well, and a real source of bugs when done poorly. The difference is in the workflow discipline. Resource the lead role explicitly. Train reviewers on the AI-specific failure modes. Don't shortcut integration testing. The Git conventions will evolve, but slowly. Don't expect the conventions you adopted in 2026 to all still apply in 2030. Some will. Some will shift. The teams that stay adaptable, without chasing every new shiny, do best. The accountability structures are organizational, not technical. Git can track who did what. Whether your team holds people accountable for their merges, whether you do incident reviews honestly, whether you reward calm, careful work, those are organizational choices. Git won't fix the absence of them. For TPM specifically, the timeline benefit of multi-agent workflows is real, often 2 to 5x throughput on appropriate work. The benefit comes from the agents handling the typing, not from skipping the human judgment work. When you plan a sprint, plan for the human review time at the same level as for fully human work. The savings appear in agent typing time, which is often the smallest component of total time. Where to go from here? The track ends, but the learning doesn't. A few suggestions for next steps. Practice. Apply the patterns to your real work. The first multi-agent fleet you orchestrate will feel awkward. The fifth will feel routine. Read other engineers' workflows. When you join a new team or look at an open source project, read their contributing.md. Look at their commit history. See what patterns they use. Comparing your workflow to others helps calibrate. Stay current on emerging tooling. Don't chase every shiny new thing, but do watch the major movements. New worktree management tools, new semantic conflict detection, new orchestration frameworks. These are the spaces where genuine improvements are coming. Teach others. Explaining your workflow to a junior developer or to an AI agent, writing a clear prompt about how the team operates, clarifies it for you. The teaching is its own form of learning. Keep the calm. When Git surprises you, return to the snapshot model. When a new tool claims to revolutionize everything, ask how it maps to the primitives. When you accidentally commit to the wrong branch, the reflog has your back. Calm is a renewable resource. Cultivate it. Voice anchor. Carried from L1 through L15, one final time. Git stores snapshots. Every other command is just navigating those snapshots. Whatever the future of Git in an AI world looks like, this will still be true. The snapshots are the foundation. Everything else is convention, tooling, or pattern. Some of those will evolve. The snapshots won't. If you internalize one thing from T7, internalize this. Return to it whenever you're uncertain. It's the most reliable compass in the field. Closing the track. L1 opened with, Git is the version control system that lets you save snapshots of your work, navigate them, and coordinate with others, including AI agents, without losing your mind. 15 lessons later, you can do all of this. You can save snapshots with discipline. You can navigate them with confidence. You can coordinate with humans and with AI agents using clear conventions. That's the goal achieved. Thank you for reading. The track is complete.